The Torah tells us in this week's parsha that Paro told his nation, "Pen yirbe," lest the nation will increase. Rashi says that Paro didn't know what he was saying because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "You said pen yirbe, lest they will increase." Bani Omer ken yirbe, and I say, "Yes, they will increase." As the Torah says further, "V'chasher ya'anu oso ken yirbe v'chen yifroitz." The more the Mitzrayim subjugated and pained the Jews, they grew more and more. From this we see a great lesson, that a person can think that everything he is doing is in his hands, but really what's happening is the total opposite. We know that Paro tried to throw the Jewish boys into the Nilus, into the Nile. Rashi says that on the day that they threw the children into the Nile, even the Egyptian newborns were cast into the Nile. But even so, Paro was not able to spoil HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, because on that day, Moshe Rabbeinu was placed in a box. He was placed in the Nile by his sister, and Basu found him. So instead of destroying the Redeemer of Klal Yisrael, Paro ended up raising him in his own home, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan will always prevail. The Yismach Moshe says that something else happened in Mitzrayim. When the brothers first came down to Mitzrayim, they were speaking with Yosef, but they didn't recognize him. How could this be? To answer this question, Rashi writes that Yosef grew a beard, and they remembered him when he was still 70 years old, without a beard. But it's odd. They didn't consider that maybe this is Yosef? Rashi tells us in Bereishis Membeis that when the brothers came to Mitzrayim, they entered through 10 different gates, because they were searching for Yosef. So it didn't dawn on them that the ruler of Mitzrayim is Yosef? The answer is, like we said earlier, if Hashem didn't want them to recognize Yosef HaTzadik, they wouldn't. Hashem didn't want Yosef to be discovered just yet, and there is nothing a person can do to circumvent HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. The story is told of the Marshal, that he had a gemach, and he used to lend people money. One time, a man came back to him to repay the loan, let's call him Rabbi Yosef, and at the time, the Marshal was learning. So, not wanting to be disturbed from his learning, he took the money from the man and placed it in the back of his Gemara between some of the pages. At the end of the learning, the Marshal put it back onto his shelf, forgetting that he had gotten the money. Sometime later, the Marshal was going through his ledger, and he noticed that he hadn't been repaid for that loan, or the Gemach hadn't been repaid for that loan. He called Rabbi Yosef, and he said, "Rabbi Yosef, I noticed that we gave you a halva, and that halva has not been repaid." To which Rabbi Yosef answered, "Rebbe, I was here a number of weeks ago, and I did pay back the loan. I put it on your desk, I gave it to you." The Marshal insisted he hadn't been repaid, and this man, Rabbi Yosef, insisted that he had been paid. And so it went. Of course, being Erlich Yidden, they decided they'll go to Bezdin. And there was a Din Torah, and at the Din Torah was Paskin, that since each one was a Bari, each one was claiming that he knew, certainly, that he either had paid or had not received the money. So Rabbi Yosef, all he had to do was take a shvua, swear that he had given back the money, and then he would be putter, he wouldn't have to pay back the money. This Rabbi Yosef was an Erlich Yid, said, "I had never taken a shvua in my life, and I won't take Hashem's name." So therefore, he took it upon himself to sell all of his possessions, sell his business, sell his house, and repay the Marshal for the money that he was asked to pay. Now, of course, this did not come without a price, because everybody in town had heard that Rabbi Yosef was more or less saying that the Marshal was not remembering correctly. And, of course, they walked out of the Bezdin, and the Bezdin Paskin, that Rabbi Yosef had to pay the Marshal, and you can imagine that it didn't do wonders for his reputation. He had to leave the town in disgrace. Sometime later, the Marshal was learning. He took that Gemara off the shelf, and as he was leafing through the Gemara, he turned to the back of the Gemara, he saw something bulging, and he saw that there was a bulge, and he saw that there was that bag of money. Quickly the story came back to him, and he recalled what had happened, and in horror started to look for Rabbi Yosef, only to find out that he had to leave town because of the disgrace. So what did he do? He ran after Rabbi Yosef, and he told him, "Rabbi Yosef, I want to ask Mechila, I feel so terrible for what happened. Can you please be Michael me? Rabbi Yosef answered, of course, I'm Michael you. I never had any Tina Balibi. I never had anything against you. But that's not going to help my reputation. My reputation has been sullied, and now I can't get it back. The Mashal then had a thunderbolt. He had an idea. Rabbi Yosef, you have a daughter, I have a son. Why don't we make a shidduch? And from there, people will see that your reputation is sterling, your reputation is good, because otherwise the Mashal, myself, I wouldn't make a shidduch with you. To which he readily agreed. So, there are a number of ways to look at this story. One way to look at the story is that all is well that ends well. And look at how the Mashal was able to go back and ask Mechila, and he made a shidduch with this person, and everybody lived happily ever after. But I once heard a different take on the story, with the same idea that we've been talking about until now. This man, this boy, and this girl were supposed to marry each other. But how is the Marshal going to make a shidduch with a simple balabas from town? That would never happen al pi derech hateva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the story happen that this terrible thing should happen, that Rabbi Yosef should bring back the money, the Marshal should forget, and as a result, the children would find the shidduch like they were supposed to until the whole time. I would just like to say that hopefully this will be the first of many installments of a weekly short Parsha Dvar Torah on our website. It is our pleasure to roll out our new website and to share with the Tzibur upcoming Shiurim, upcoming Divrei Torah, upcoming programs for the Vada Bonum of Queens. And we hope that this will be a great tzchus and a great way to continue spreading Torah in our community. For sponsorships, please call our office at 718-520-9060. A guten Shabbos.